All right, get your Bibles out this morning. Praise the Lord, we have some young people in junior church this morning. That's a blessing. And blessing for many reasons. They say it's a blessing. They get out of here. And so praise the Lord for that. All right, if you're in the cafeteria, can you hear me? Are we on? Mr. B, can you give me a little?
How's that? Can you hear me out there?
Raj, thumbs up? All right, good. All right. Very good. Some of you know or saw the news this past week. There was a Rochester police officer. He's a lieutenant that was he wasn't in uniform, but he was, riding his bike, getting ice cream with his family. And was struck and killed by a car this past week. Christian man, a member over at Faith Baptist Church or Faith Bible Church, and Pastor Bredo's. I reached out to Pastor Bredo, and they have four teenagers. All right, and he was 44, and just sad. If you'd like, I don't want to. This is live, so I don't want to put his address out, but Pastor Bredo passed me his address. If you're interested in sending that family a card or something, let me know. Our church is going to send them flowers, but if you could pray for the Coletti family, the Coletti family, I know they would greatly appreciate it. It's on the news. It's all over the place, and his testimony greatly preceded him, and he organized a prayer service right at City Hall. With some of the some people down there just maybe a week or so ago, but when that day, again, if you could pray for that family, I know they would appreciate it. Matthew chapter 25 this morning. It is good to see you today. It is good to be seen by you today. We are deep into quarantining when, where's Ms. Dickinson? It's just a little joke, all right? So when things like this come out, Ms. Dickinson's been cleaning, and she found the receipt to our piano from 1989. You know we've been under COVID-19 way too long if we're getting things like that coming across. Here's the receipt to our hymnals, if anybody needs it. So praise the Lord. Appreciate that. All right. Hopefully you have found Matthew chapter 25. It is still under warranty. Absolutely. We are thankful. It's been a good piano for us. That would be, doing the math quickly, 31 years that we've had this piano. Man, I sure do love those songs that we sang this morning. I promise we'll get to Matthew 25, but ever get so caught up? I wanted to sing, but I just didn't have words. I had the words, but that third verse of it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. I couldn't get it out. And it just took my breath away, and thankful for the blood of Christ and thankful for all that. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Man. Matthew 25, 21, words we long to hear someday. Matthew 25, 21. Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to meet here. And thank you for your word, how it's so powerful. And God, I pray you'd help me to just get out of the way of it. And Lord, I pray that you'd use it to correct us, convict us. Lord, strengthen us. Lord, I pray that we'd be sober concerning this thought and serious about this this passage here this morning. And Lord, help us with these things. Lord, we desire to worship you. We desire to honor and glorify you. And Lord, we are again thankful for your kindness and love toward us. Lord, I pray for those that are maybe hurting this morning. God, I pray you'd give them strength. Pray you give them comfort. Lord, we love you and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 25, 21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Man, it's one thing to be a servant, it's another to be a faithful servant. What does that indicate? Well, that indicates some longevity. That indicates some commitment. That indicates that there's been some time, that they've been through some difficult things, that they've gone through some things. To attach the word faithful to servant means that they weren't just any just servant, that they were a good and faithful servant. Wouldn't that be wonderful if one day when we get to heaven, God looks upon us and we hear these sweet words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." You know, next week's Father's Day, and as a young man, I longed to please my father. We ought to long to please our Heavenly Father. Turn with me over to 2 Samuel, and we will be in 2 Samuel the majority of the service here today. We'll look at a bunch of verses, getting away from less of reading you the verses. You're going to be turning more, so praise the Lord for that. While you find 2 Samuel chapter 15. We're going to be told about a faithful servant this morning. 2 Samuel chapter 15, as we read in verse 13, the scene is somewhat dismal. 2 Samuel 15, 13 says, "And there came a messenger to David," David being the king of Israel, "saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." Absalom, we know, is David's son. And David has, Absalom has gone behind David's back, used unethical ways and gained the hearts of the people. And David just is not safe in Jerusalem anymore as the king. Could you imagine? Could you imagine the circumstances that were going on? Could you imagine your son taking over the kingdom and turning it against you? Well, that's where David found himself. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us, and smite the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said unto the king, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint." Those are some good servants. That's what I would call good and faithful servants. And the king went forth and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, which were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth and all the people after him and tarried in a place that was far off. David's got to leave his home. He releases all of his servants from their service and says, "You are free to go." And some, the Bible says, stayed with him. Look at verse 18. "And the servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men, which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king." Absalom had stolen the hearts of the people. He declared himself the king. And David is leaving in flight from Jerusalem. But yet his loyal servants continued with David, their king. And there's one specific I would like to draw our attention to here today. His story is quite remarkable. In verse 19, it says this. It says, "Then said the king to Ittai, the Gittite." One specific servant he went to specifically, and he had direct communication with Ittai, and he says this, "Wherefore goest thou also with us?" He asked the question, "Why are you following with me? Return to thy place." Gittite is not Jerusalem. A person who was from, who was a Gittite, do you know what they were? They were a Philistine. He says, "You're no longer my servant. I've freed you from your service. Go back home." return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. The king releases him from his service. He says he's no longer a stranger, no longer an exile. And he tells him to go back to home. That word, there's a couple words that stand out to me. That Gittite is an interesting word. Obed-Edom was a Gittite. That's what the ark stayed. But there's one word in verse 18 that just jumps off the page to me. The Gittites, 600 men, which came after him from Gath. Anybody remember Gath? Gath. David had a battle in Gath, I do remember. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 and verse 4, David fights a man from Gath. He was a Philistine nonetheless. Goliath. Goliath of Gath. Later on, a close relative tries to kill him just about 5 chapters later, I believe. This Gittite was a Philistine. And he was released from his service to the king. You no longer have to serve me. We don't know where he came in. We don't know all the circumstances. But he says, you no longer have to live in exile. You no longer have to be a stranger with us. And it's a remarkable what happens here. Ittai says, no, I'm going to stay with you. And he changes his love from his country and from his land now towards the king David. Yes, he was no longer going to be a stranger. I'll show you this in a few minutes. But he's no longer going to be a stranger. He's no longer going to be exile. He is no longer going to be under the Philistine rule. He is aligning himself with David. If we look at Luke chapter 7, hold your hand in 2 Samuel. I had a bookmark. Luke chapter 7. I love this passage. I reference it often. Luke chapter 7 and verse 41. Say, why would a servant who is released from his service not go away? That's a great question. What would cause someone that was taken from their home, taken from this place, a stranger in exile, not your culture, not your people, actually, quite honestly, your enemy? What would make someone like that stay around the king? Well, in Luke chapter 7, we're told of a similar story. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? What a great question, right? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, now look at verse 47, such a powerful thought. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And I just wonder if in Ittai's life, that is, he came in as a servant, maybe under duress and under adverse circumstances, that David showed him kindness and forgiveness and love, to which now Ittai is free to go, and there's no place he'd rather be than with King David. He could go back to the Philistines. See, Christian, there was a day when you met the Lord Jesus Christ, and he changed your entire life. And you don't have to serve him, but I'm telling you, the people that recognize how much they've been forgiven, they're just like a Tei and say, I have no desire to go back from where you found me. I have no desire to go back to whence I was. I desire to stay with you, King. A changed love. If you've ever been loved by the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, you've been forgiven of much. He doesn't make me serve him, but out of my love and appreciation, we do. Much like the faithful servant, Ittai. As we go back to 2 Samuel chapter 15, not only was it a changed love, in verse 20 it says this. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. Again he says, hey, yesterday you were locked into here. Yesterday things were different, but today something's new. You're free to go, and I can't help but think about how the Lord found me. It was not only a changed love, but it seemed almost immediate. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, keeping your hand in 2 Samuel. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. Do you miss the verses along the bottom? Do you wish, like, Brother Bauman could somehow point them right here? And shoo. Too bad. Sorry. No. Get your Bibles out. So good to see the verses. I don't know about you, but if the Lord touches my heart when I'm reading a verse or makes a critical point, you know what? I try and get a little pen and mark that. Can't mark a TV screen. I mean, you could, but that wouldn't be good. Make those verses personal. I'll read you the verse that says this in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, you understand that your past can't save you. Who verily was foreordained, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. It's only by the blood of Jesus Christ are you saved. That's the only thing can do it. It's not your traditions. It's not your past. It's not your church association. It's not money given. It's not silver. It's not gold. It is only the blood of Christ, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. What a change. Took me from a corruptible being to an incorruptible. Isn't that a blessing? Hey, yesterday I was a servant of sin, but today I've made peace with God. Praise the Lord. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Not too long from now, some of our young people are going to be entering into relationships. And it takes time. You know, you start off by maybe exchanging numbers, and then you start talking, and then all of a sudden you start coming over and hanging out at the house under parental supervision, of course, and you know you're doing good things and coming to church together and doing serving the Lord together and doing all those things. And it from day one to day, you know, when you say those three magic words of I love you, it takes some time. Hey, if we get a hold of the things that the Lord has done for us, it ought to be immediate. For God first loved me my response ought to be love for him immediately. There ought not to be a delay in that. Ephesians chapter 2. Why? Because he's forgiven us of so much. Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. What's that? That was yesterday. Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world. Hey, remember when you were a Philistine? Remember when you lived in the city of Gath? That was yesterday. Where in a time past ye walked according to the course of this world. Remember? Remember when you used to walk like the world? That was yesterday. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh. Hey, remember when there was no filter? That was yesterday. In the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Look at these next two words. Ephesians 2, 4. But God, man, I'm glad God got involved in my life. Changed everything. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, immediate love was shed. Even when we were dead in sins and hath quicken us together with Christ. When I was in exile, as a stranger, as a Philistine from Gath, you took me in, and you loved me, and you set me free from all of this. You changed my love, but it's an immediate love. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 5. And isn't it great the transformation God makes in your life? Hey, I was a Tai. What does that mean? I was living in the world. I was in a place I ought not to have been. I was on the enemy's side. What happened? Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Do you see that a Tai went from an enemy to now a committed, faithful servant to the king? Is that not our story? Is that not our life? Is that not what happened to us? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. I went from an enemy to making peace. Enemies fight. Peace. Look at verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Look now, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Oh, it's good. It's good to be with the king. I don't want to go back. We ought not to want to go back. That ought to be strange. Hey, it was right for Attai, for seeing the kindness and love of King David, to not want to go back. Yet so many Christians desire the ways of the world. What am I missing out over in Gath? Has not the Lord just shown you utter kindness and love, unconditional love? Why would you leave the side of the king? Even if he said you're free to go back, would you? It's a changed love. It's an immediate love. You know that 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'll read it to you. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature immediately. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's a changed love. It's an immediate love. Go back to 2 Samuel chapter 15. We only have 4 points. We're through 2. Great with time. I'm starting to warm you back up to stay in a little bit longer. All right, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 21. And the Tai answered the king. Remember, he's been set free. Hey, you can go. You don't have to stay with us. Why? What are you doing here? It's like David's walking and he looks back and he's like, what's Ittai doing with us? What's the Gittai doing with us? Why isn't he going back to his homeland? Hey, Ittai, what are you doing? He says, return thou, in verse 21. And Ittai answers the king. Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as, look at these words he says, my lord the king liveth. Surely in one place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. Woo! That's awesome. What an answer. Hey, imagine if the Lord Jesus Christ somehow came back and said, Nick, you are free to go back to your worldly lifestyle. I'm sorry, my Lord the King. Whether death or life, I choose to be with you. What a great answer. Look, at not only is it a changed love, not only is it an immediate love, but it is an intense love. Look at what he calls him. He calls him my Lord. He's not serving because of an order anymore. He's been set free. He's serving by choice. In 2 Samuel 21, he says, wherever the Lord liveth, that's where I'm going. And whether I die or live, I am here to serve you. If we got a hold of that, through life or death, my job is to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You make that your life, you know what you're going to hear? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You want to talk about a faithful servant? Ittai was a faithful servant. When he was set free, he yet still chose to stay with the king. Whatever the conditions. I want to show you this. I started to go there before. I was getting ahead of myself. Exodus chapter 21. Say, Exodus. Isn't that the law? Yes, that's the law. We're going to read a few verses and see how this pertains to Ittai, because I want you to understand what exactly Ittai was signing up for here. He's not saying, well, I'll go another mile with you, king. He's not saying, hey, we'll get to the next city. I'll protect you for the next period of time. No, he just made a lifelong commitment to his king. Exodus chapter 21, look at verse 1. Now these are the judgments which are set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free from nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall, look at now, plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free. Is that not exactly what Ittai said? Ittai, you're free to go. Go back home. He actually pulls him off the side and says, what are you doing following me? Do you not know my son is following us to kill us? He says, yes, sir. He says, so what are you doing here? He says, I'm your servant forever. I don't know if he was giddy like that, but he was there. He says, what he's saying is, I choose to love you. I choose to make you my master. I choose to make you my king. Isn't the free will of man a beautiful thing? No one is forced to serve God. No one was forced to come here today. No one is forced to open their Bibles. No one is forced to do anything for their king. But we do it, why? Out of intense love. Whatever the conditions. And look at verse 6. Then his master shall bring him unto the judges, and he shall also bring him to the door and unto the doorpost. And the master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. That's what happens. When the servant says, is free to go, and he says, I don't want to go, the master says, come here, and he puts his head up against the wall, puts an earring through it, and says, forever, you'll be my servant. And that's a tei. He just signed up for a lifelong commitment to a man who is running for his life. And here's us. Here's Christianity. Well, let's see what church has to offer and what the world has to offer. And we'll see if God's ways are better. And we balance these out and we look at, how about just love for our King? How about just love for our Master? How about we just serve God, whether it works out good for us or not? It's just the right thing to do. That when it's all said and done, we're just locked in as a faithful servant. How about that? How about we get a little of that passion that Atei had for his King? Well, just as long as there's no resistance, I'll serve the Lord. That's not what Atei signed up for. Not only was it a changed love, immediate love, and intense love, but fourth and lastly, 2 Samuel chapter 15. Do you see the parallels with your own life in this? Man. Second Samuel 15:22 says this. Well, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Atei, go and pass over. He says, all right, let's go. And Atei the Gittite passed over, look at now, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. Atei was someone in charge. He could have gone and he had people following him. He wasn't some poor servant. No, he took his resources and what did he do? He says, I'm taking not just myself, but I'm taking every resource I have access to, and we're following the King. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that what the Christian ought to do? Isn't that what we say? Isn't that what our life ought to be? Anything that is in my life, God, you have. Forever. It's a proof of our love. Our love is shown by action. And that's what he did. We can't read this passage and go, I don't know how Atei really thinks about King David. We know exactly what he thought. We know exactly how he feels. He didn't even have to say it. It's what he did. It was shown by his actions. All that was with him. Hey, Mom and Dad, let's get to the King. Let's bring our little ones to the King. That's where they belong. We show our love by action and our witnessing for the Lord, Acts 1:8, and our giving, 2 Corinthians 8. But how about in our living? Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're almost done. We're looking at this, a couple verses in Romans, one more verse in Samuel, and then we'll be done. No problem. How's everybody doing this morning? Good? We're good? Remembering how to church? Good. All right. I'm not sure churching is a verb. It's good to be in church, though, isn't it? Man. Can I tell you, I was talking to some Christians this past week, and their church isn't quite open yet, and man, they're disheartened. I'm glad to be able to worship together. I appreciate you being here today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 19. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, 2 Timothy 2:19. The Lord knoweth them that are his. How many of you can say that is true? Absolutely. God knows me. Say, how do I know? Because he talks to me, and I've seen him work personally in my life. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Attai's love for his master and king was shown in his actions. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. You too could be like Attai, a servant being used by the king. Romans chapter 6. A couple verses here and then we'll be done. Romans 6 and verse 13, it says this. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. Hey, if you're going to live for the king, if you're going to live for the Lord Jesus Christ, why don't you take all that you are and yield yourself, but yield yourselves unto God. Live for him. Some people are so ready to die for him. How about living for him? Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. How about living for him? How's it work out for Attai? Well, if we go to 2 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 5. Look at verse 2. David sent forth a third part of the people under the hand of Joab. How many of you are familiar with Joab? Man, if it wasn't such a weird name, man, that guy is strong. Joab is. We don't hear a lot of Joab names, but man, he was right there with David for a good number of years. And a third part under the hand of Abishai. So he breaks his army up into three people. Joab, Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and a third part under the hand of, come on now, the Philistine? The man from Gath? You're giving a third of your command to him? Attai, the Gittite, becomes one of his three highest generals. Remember our first verse, Matthew 25, 21. The Lord had said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I wonder what Attai did as a servant. He says, I'll make thee ruler over many things, and thou in the joy of the Lord. Christian, I'm here to tell you, as you are faithful with your little things, that God has more things for you planned, that he can take a Philistine, the very enemy of God, and give him the peace of God, and give him an intense love, and change his life, and turn him into something, and end up being a general in the king's army. Amen. And at the end, there's joy. So where are you at this morning? Have you met the Lord Jesus Christ ever? Are you in his house? Are you following the Lord? You know, when he left the land of Gath, he was set free. He had to make a decision. Who am I going to serve? How about this morning? Who are you going to serve? You're free to go. You can go wherever you want. You can do whatever you want. Isn't that the Lord Jesus Christ? He allows us liberty. No one came in here this morning by shackles. No one came in here by force. No one serves God by accident. It's all by choice. He's turned our life around. What he found me as yesterday, oh, I am not that today, praise the Lord. He's my Lord, my King, and he liveth forever. And I want to show him that by my actions, living for him. What can God do with you if you voluntarily served him? Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed this morning. In a couple weeks, we're going to be opening up these altars. We'll be excited about that. The altars, so we can come forward and pray. I want to pack you all up here. But we can do this in our seats, no one looking around. Say, I got a mask on, I'm about to fall over, pass out. I'm sorry, just hold on one more minute. No one looking around. Say, Pastor, I know for sure that Jesus Christ is my King. Could you lift your hand up if you know that for sure? I know a day, a time, he didn't redeem me with silver and gold. He bought me by the blood of his Son. Yeah, amen. You can put your hands down. Just between me and you. Just between you and God. If it all ended right today. No lifting hands. Just you answer this in your heart. I'm not sure I would hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So what are you going to change? What are you going to do? Are you going to be content with that, or are you going to serve him? Are you going to align yourself with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, or are you going to go back to the land of Philistines? Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. God, I'm thankful for the love that you showed me. Thank you for the mercy. Thank you for taking a Gentile dog and letting him serve you. Lord, I pray that as we depart here today, that we would not forget the great change you've made in our life. God, that would compel us to serve you wholeheartedly. Lord, I pray you'd help us to be like a Tei. Serve you, whether life or death, wherever, whenever, however. Lord, help us with those things. Lord, I pray if someone here today has purposed in their heart, they're going to align with you. Lord, give them the grace, give them the power, give them the strength, give them the wisdom to do such things. Lord, we truly do love you. We are thankful for all that you say and do in our life. Thankful for the personal connection you make with us. Lord, help us to carry your name in a way that would honor and glorify you. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon, morning, and we'll dismiss you by rows like we did last week. Thanks for being here. But don't forget, service Wednesday night. In a couple weeks, we'll have Sunday night service. We're excited about that. Go ahead. Crank it up.